You probably guessed why we asked you to come here today, because you played at the NIT.
I have.
What are your recollections from that 2013 run?
It was a fun run. Obviously, the NIT is not your first goal at the start of the season, but that year and this year, our goal is to make a good run, win it all. And obviously, all we have is one game guaranteed left. And so 3 or 4 years ago when we went into the NIT, that was kind of like our motto for the end of the year. We got one game left together. Let's play as long together as we can. We got 4 games that year, and it was a fun run. Got to go to New York and have some great memories from that time.
Did you say anything to some of the younger guys based off of that run about just motivation, getting up for UAB, getting up for this tournament, anything like that? Is there anything that you can kind of tell them to, motivate them, boost them up, or is that even necessary?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think obviously, it's no secret that like I said, like the NIT isn't, it's not your first goal, but it's we still have more games to play, and even though we didn't fulfill our goals, and winning a conference championship, a tournament championship, getting to the tournament, we didn't achieve those goals, but I think for our team, the only way for us to fail is if we stop playing hard, if we stop giving good effort, if we stop if we lose that motivation to play. So if our team can stay together and play strong and compete in these games and potentially win a championship in the NIT, then to me that's a successful season. To me that's that's a good thing. And so with these younger guys, we're trying to get them to make sure these practices are still good practices, to compete every day, and it's all about getting better as a team, about getting about staying together. And I think the biggest motivation right now is that we have one game left guaranteed together, and if we lose that game, then this team's never it's never come back together. So let's stay together, let's play together as long as possible.
From your perspective, what is the biggest challenge that UAB is going to present for you as a big?
They have two or three bigs who are actually really good. One big stretches the floor, can shoot out to the 3-point line really well. The other big is really efficient inside. I think he shoots 55-60% around the hoop. They've three solid bigs who are just really active, long, athletic, shot blockers, but they're also they're also really talented and can shoot the ball. They duck in hard. They kind of remind me of Gonzaga's bigs a little bit. They have a guy who can stretch the floor like Wheelchair, a guy who is really efficient around the hoop like Sabonis. And so our bigs will definitely have to step up our game.
Nate, do you feel like you guys got to make another run in this to call this season a success?
I mean, yeah. Like I said before, I think we can define success as if our team stays together, if we compete. There's certain things you can control in a season, certain things you can't. Obviously, a successful season is as long as we stay together, as long as we compete, and we give our best shot to the next game we play.